It happened so fast, Your Honor.
That's why we're here.
A battle with her sister's ex sharply escalates.
We got into an altercation. She pulled an outer knife out of her bosom.
Who did?
Miss Hesman.
What were you doing with a knife?
But did this fighting sibling flip the script?
So your sister told the police that you stabbed the plaintiff. You do know that. She was having surgery because she had been cut in the neck.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Keisha Hedgman is suing her ex-girlfriend's sister, Neshte Denson, for damages resulting from an assault.
Order. All rise.
Now, it's case number 220 on the calendar and case number 221 in the matter of Hedgman versus Denson and Denson versus Hedgman.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Miss Hedgman, the defendant is your ex-girlfriend's sister.
Yes.
And you're twins, is that right?
Correct.
Is your claim that 2 years ago, you and the defendant's sister were in a relationship? That relationship terminated. But at about the time that the relationship terminated, the defendant assaulted you. And you want to be compensated for that assault, which, according to you, ended up and you're being hospitalized for a substantial period of time. And at the time you were pregnant and it put your child at risk.
Yes.
So I'd like you to tell me on what date this took place.
May 16th, 2015.
Where?
At the defendant's house.
Were you living in her house or were you visiting?
I was living there.
With her sister?
With her sister.
The two sisters and you. So the
yes.
three of you were living in the house?
Yes.
How long had you been living in the house?
I'll say from January to April. And then I left and went to Dallas. And then I came back about a month later. And
you left on vacation or you left permanently?
I left to move. I moved to Dallas trying to make a way for myself and just move
out. So at that point, the relationship broke up?
We were still talking. We were still together.
Well, you can't be together if you're in one state and your
correct.
Partner is in another.
We were still talking, you know, texting, communicating. She would
well,
come
you
and
were communicating,
me.
But you had left. When mm-hmm. you left the residence in May, mm-hmm. you went to what state?
It was in April.
April?
Yes.
What
I went
state?
To Dallas.
Where did you go in Dallas?
I stayed at a hotel.
For how long?
About 2 weeks.
When you came back to Arkansas, where did you go?
With the defendant's sister.
So you renewed your relationship?
Yes.
And that was in?
That's about the beginning of May.
How long had you and the defendant's sister been in a relationship?
Since 2013.
So for a while?
Yes.
And was this pregnancy, because you were pregnant at the time of this assault, is
mm-hmm.
that's what I read in the paper. And was this pregnancy something that the two of you planned?
We talked about it. We didn't talk about with who, but we did talk about it before.
Had you discussed that this was what you were going to do, or was this an unplanned thing?
It was unplanned.
Unplanned?
Unplanned.
Is that one of the things that you fought about?
Yes.
Okay. When you came back in May, tell me what happened on May 16th.
May 15th, the night, about a couple hours before the 16th started, I was at my ex-girlfriend's job at the time until she got off because there was already animosity in the house. And the sister called the police on me.
There was animosity in the house in what regard?
Her sister didn't like me.
So you and the defendant weren't getting along?
Correct.
I'm going to come to you. Listen to me. Tell me why you weren't getting along with her, if you weren't, when she came back from Dallas.
Well, Your Honor, she never stayed in my house.
You mean she never slept in your house?
No.
Ever?
Never.
Well, where did she stay with your sister?
My sister had came, you know, they'll visit, like, come for a couple of hours, then leave. There was one time on occasion, one time, and she's standing up here lying.
Just a second. Where did your sister live?
She had her own apartment.
So is what you're telling me that the plaintiff and your sister lived together?
Yeah, in another apartment.
And they always lived in another apartment before May?
Yes.
What happened in May?
I was laying on the couch. My sister, Nashondra Denson, and Ms. Hedgman came in.
They came for a visit or did they have any property there?
She had a key that my mom gave her. Nashondra did.
But they had not been living there for,
no,
for
ma'am.
2 weeks before?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so they came to visit, and?
And I asked my sister for the house key, because Ms. Hedgman claimed that I had called the police on her earlier that day, and I didn't have no control of that. I wasn't the one who had called the police. It was my sister's other friend had called the police.
Why were the police called?
I have no idea, Your Honor.
Okay, so now on May 15th, you're sitting on the couch and?
Now, Chandra Denson and Ms. Hedgman came in.
So the two of them came in?
Yes.
The plaintiff and your sister?
Yes.
Which one is the former girlfriend? That would be you. Okay, go ahead.
Came in and I asked for my house key. And my sister, she didn't want to give me my house key.
Your sister didn't?
Yes. So I called my mom and, you know, asked her, can my sister give me the house key? And Ms. Hedgman said she's not going to give you nothing. And we got into an altercation, and she said, I got something to hold you. And she pulled an out a knife out of her bosom.
Who did?
Ms. Hedgman. Kaisha Hedgman.
That's a lie, Your Honor.
Shh.
Whose house is this?
It's my house.
Is it a leased house or an owned house?
Lease.
And the lease is in whose name?
My name.
How long have you lived there?
2 years.
When did you move in?
I have been there 2 years.
Are you still there?
Yes.
Well, it's got to be more than 2 years because this incident happened.
Well, it was more than 2 years. About 3.
How long had you been living there on the day of the incident?
About 3 years.
No, then you would have been living there 5 years altogether.
No.
On May 16th, 2015, how long had you been living in that house? And with whom?
My sister.
Which sister?
Malia Denson.
That would be you?
Me.
You.
And May Denson.
So just the two of you were living there together? Is that what I'm listening to?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Is that true?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you had been living there with one other sister, and your mother gave this sister a key to the house?
Yes.
And this sister didn't live there?
No.
She lived someplace else with her girlfriend?
Yes.
Okay. Call your mother and say, tell sister to give me back my key.
Yes, ma'am.
Sister won't give you back your key. I want you to go step by step what happened next.
And then Kaisha Hedgman said, I'm not going to give you nothing. And
well, she didn't have the key.
She's not going to give you nothing. She butted in our conversation that had nothing to do with her.
Okay, so you were talking to your sister.
Yes, ma'am.
And the plaintiff said, I'm not going to give you nothing.
Yeah, she's not going to give you nothing. And, you know,
Now, slowly. Let's get it very slowly, because I'm going to get it from her perspective, too.
Okay.
So I'm not going to give you nothing. And then what happened?
And then we got into an altercation. And she
Now, when you get into an altercation is a fight. That's what an altercation is. It can be either a verbal altercation,
verbal altercation, calling
each other names,
yes.
Or it can be a physical altercation. This was which one? Was it a verbal altercation or is it a physical altercation?
Started as a verbal. Yes, ma'am.
It went from verbal to physical. How did that happen?
Ms. Hedgman pulled out a knife from her bosom.
What kind of knife?
It was look like one you can...
Open up?
Yes, ma'am.
How big? I want you to point with your fan.
Like that.
Okay. Well, you keep moving your fan. Let's do it again. So it was a relatively big knife when it was opened?
Yes.
And that's the size when it was open.
Yes, ma'am.
So she pulled it out and?
And she said, I'm not going to fight you. I got something to hold your big A. And she said, I've been wanting to fight you. And I said, why you want to fight me?
And
then she hit me in my face and we got the...
So the next thing that happened was she hit you in the face.
Yes.
And then what happened next?
Then she hit me in my face and then she kept trying to charge at me with the knife and the...
Well, what did you do to her when she hit you in the face?
That's when we got the fighting and she...
Okay, but you left that out. Let's not leave it out.
Okay.
Let's not leave it out. She hit you in the face, and then you got to fighting.
Yes, ma'am.
So you hit her?
I didn't get a chance to hit her.
Well, what does this mean? Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, somebody hits you in the face. I cannot imagine...
Because she had... At the time, she still had the knife in her hand trying to charge at me. And the reason my hand got cut...
I want you to tell me how... You mean she held the knife in her hand, right or left... And with the other hand, hit you in the face? If she has a knife in her hand, what hand did she have the knife in?
She had the hand in her right hand.
Okay. And are you right-handed?
Yes.
Okay, so she's right-handed. She has a knife in one hand.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want you to tell
me... It happened so fast, Your Honor.
That's why we're here.
Yes.
She has the knife in her right hand. She pulled it out of her breast.
Yes.
How did she punch you?
With her left hand.
Where did she punch you with her left hand? On your face?
Yes, ma'am.
And then what did you do?
Then...
What did you do?
I started bagging up, because by that time she had a knife and I was fearful for my life because she is known as stabbing people.
Go ahead. Tell me what happened next.
Then after we got to fighting, I seen Ms. Hedgman cutting herself and I had...
Just... Let's go slowly and don't lose your words. So now you start to physically fight, but so far you haven't told me that you touched her at all.
No, I didn't get no, I didn't.
Right, so she's fighting with you.
Yes.
And you're just backing up.
Because I'm not a fighter.
And then what happened?
Then after that, I looked over and seen Ms. Hedgman cut herself.
Where did she cut herself?
Her neck.
Oh, so she took the knife and she stabbed herself in the neck?
Yes.
With the knife?
Yes.
Interesting.
No, she she was like this. She was doing like this.
Oh, she was going like this, cutting across her neck?
Yes, ma'am.
And how many times did she cut across her neck?
I have no idea.
More than once?
Probably. I seen her like one. I guess she got a scar around her neck right there.
Kaisha started cutting herself, and I called the police.
I called the police because when she was charging at me, I was moving my hand. That's how I ended up getting cut on my pinky. And I couldn't feel my finger. So I called the police and told them it was an altercation in Stagecoach. And they told me to go to Baptist Hospital. When I got to Baptist Hospital, then the officer arrived and I gave my statement. And they said the reason they was charging...
Just a second. May I see your hospital record? So you had a cut on your pinky?
Yes, ma'am.
You had a cut on your pinky and went to the hospital. What happened with the plaintiff? You said she sliced herself across the neck.
Well,
what happened with her?
I have no idea when, because I went to the hospital.
You mean you left her in the house bleeding?
No, she wasn't. It didn't happen inside the house.
Where did it happen?
It happened outside.
Oh, well, you didn't tell me. Now you were outside. How did you get out? Just a second.
We walked.
No. You were inside.
Mm-hmm.
Your sister wouldn't give you the key, called your mother from inside, said, give him the key, didn't give him the key. Then you said she took out a knife from her breast. I want to know where that happened.
It happened outside.
Outside. Now, I want to know how they got outside.
Yes. When I called my mom, I had walked outside, and they followed me outside.
So this happened in the front lawn?
Yeah, on the sidewalk.
Now, she pulls the knife out on the sidewalk.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're fighting, and your pinky got cut.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
I want to know where she was when you went to the hospital.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Your girlfriend was in pretty bad shape.
Yeah, they say she was just going on a surgery.
I assume your sister took the Band-Aid off her pinky.
No, Your Honor, they arrested her at the hospital.
Eventually, she took the Band-Aid off her pinky.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kaisha Hedgman says her ex-girlfriend's sister, Neshte Denson, stabbed her in the neck during an argument.
Now, she pulls the knife out on the sidewalk.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're fighting, and your pinky got cut.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
I want to know where she was when you went to the hospital.
She was, when I went to the hospital, she was still there. From the witness, she was still there. At Stagecoach.
Outside?
Yes, ma'am.
She's standing up or lying down?
Standing up.
Standing up on what?
On the sidewalk.
Who was with her?
Not Chandra Denson.
Your sister?
Yes, ma'am.
And your sister? Stand up. You took your girlfriend to the hospital?
The ambulance took her to the hospital.
Okay. Who called the ambulance?
I called the ambulance.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
And you called the ambulance from outside?
Yes, ma'am.
Was the plaintiff bleeding?
Yes, she was bleeding.
That's why you called an ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
From how many wounds, she has records, from how many wounds was she bleeding?
The main one was the neck.
Where was the other one?
They say it was, like, right here, a minor cut right here.
Mm-hmm. And when you left to go by ambulance, was your sister already gone?
My sister was already gone. I was waiting there.
Just a second. Your sister was gone. How did she get to the hospital?
A friend that was there at the apartment.
Well, who was the friend who was there at the apartment?
Her name is Jennifer...
So Jennifer was outside during the fight?
Correct.
And Jennifer took your sister to the hospital?
Correct.
And you were treated in an emergency room?
Yes, ma'am.
For the cut on your pinky?
Yes, ma'am.
What was done to the cut on your pinky?
They got blood, and then they bandaged it up.
So they put a Band-Aid on it?
Yes.
On your pinky?
Yes.
No surgery?
No.
No sutures?
No.
They put a Band-Aid on your pinky?
Yes.
When you got your girlfriend to the hospital, did they take her into the emergency room?
They left me there and took her on to the emergency room.
They left you in the waiting room?
No, they left me at the apartment where it had happened, at the police did.
Oh. So you didn't go with your sister?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm is not an
answer.
No,
ma'am.
No is an answer. Why didn't you go with your sister?
The police wouldn't let me go.
You wanted to go?
Yes.
You were concerned about your girlfriend?
Yes, I was.
Did they tell you what hospital they were taking her to?
Yes, they did.
What hospital did they take her to?
Baptist Health Medical Center.
Did you go there?
Yes, I did.
That night?
Yes, I did.
See, it's like so easy. Mm-hmm.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
So your sister told the police that you had stabbed the plaintiff. You do know that?
And they said she also changed her story.
She, your sister?
Yes.
Of course she changed her story after they had a fight.
I don't know.
Ridiculous.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Keisha Hedgman has accused her ex-girlfriend's sister, Neshte Denson, of stabbing her in the neck during an argument.
So you didn't go with your sister?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm is not an answer.
No, ma'am.
No is an answer. Why didn't you go with your sister?
The police wouldn't let me go.
You wanted to go?
Yes.
You were concerned about your girlfriend?
Yes, I was.
Did they tell you what hospital they were taking her to?
Yes, they did.
What hospital did they take her to?
Baptist Health Medical Center.
Did you go there?
Yes, I did.
That night?
Yes, I did.
You went to the hospital to see your girlfriend?
Yes.
Not to see your sister's pinky?
Exactly.
Right. Perfect. And when you got to Baptist Hospital, you found out that your girlfriend was in pretty bad shape.
Yeah, they said she was just going under surgery. I didn't know what kind of surgery.
So she was having surgery?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
She was having surgery because she had been cut in the neck?
Yes, ma'am.
Twice, at least. Well, once here and once here is two times.
Okay, well, yeah.
Right, at least two times. And she was going in for surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And she remained in the hospital for how long?
I believe it was 30 days.
So she was in the hospital for a month.
Mm-hmm.
I assume your sister took the Band-Aid off her pinky.
No, Your Honor, they arrested her at the hospital.
Eventually, she took the Band-Aid off her pinky.
I guess so.
Did you speak to the police?
At the apartment, I did.
At the apartment when?
When it occurred, when it happened.
You mean when your girlfriend got stabbed?
Yes.
Do you have the police report?
I do not.
Who does?
I do, Your Honor.
I'd like to see it. Why don't you have the police report?
I didn't get it. I was in the hospital for a month, so I didn't.
Well, this happened 2 years ago. You're coming to court now. Now you're suing her for assault. Now you should have a police report.
I didn't feel like, I had to go all the way out there to get it to Arkansas. I stay in Los Angeles.
Well, I'm not going to Arkansas to get the police report. That's your job.
Right.
You're a litigant. All I want is your write-up. Okay. So your sister told the police that you had stabbed the plaintiff. You do know that?
No, ma'am.
It's in the police report. Want me to read it to you?
And they said she also changed her story.
She, your sister?
Yes.
Of course she changed her story after they had a fight.
I don't know. No.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Police officers responded to a location. She spoke with Miss Nisharonda Denson. That would be you, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Who said that her girlfriend, Miss Hedgman, was just stabbed by her sister in the neck and chest. That's what she told the police as soon as they arrived. Officer said, I did observe the stab wounds as she stated. Miss Hedgman was transported to Baptist Hospital. A broadcast was made of the suspect, and after talking to Miss Denson again, she changed her story and stated that she did not see who stabbed Miss Denson and stated she was in her vehicle, and all she saw was Miss Hedgman fall to the ground. She said she did not want to give any statements due to the fact that she did not see anything. Ridiculous. Okay, now I'm going to come back to you. Got the picture. Now, there's no question you were in the house with your girlfriend. What were you doing with a knife? Go ahead.
A knife wasn't in my bra. That was a lie, first of all.
What were you doing with a knife?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I've always had a knife. It's a dangerous neighborhood.
You ended up getting stabbed. That's what happens when you bring a knife or a gun into a party. Sometimes you get hurt with it.
The two-part case concludes. Judge Judy,